Obviously a tough game against Premier and Super opposition, but how do you think we did?
Well, I think there's plenty of positives there in Dominic. I was really, really pleased with the way we went about our game plan. We knew we were going to be in for a tough night. But a lot of positives in the fact that we had a setback early doors, but the character and determination of the squad was evident there, that they came back and took a lead, and probably a well-deserved lead, getting into the break. And we knew it was going to be tough, there was going to be changes. But the game's very difficult with 11 men, let alone 10. And sometimes you just need things to fall your way. When you come to grounds like this against a bigger team, you need breaks to go your way. And I might be biased, but I'm also honest, and I just didn't think we'd get any breaks at all. Whether it's a foul, David Goodwillie, penalty, whether it's a red card or not. Sometimes you just need decisions to go your way sometimes. But we never seem to get the breaks, but can you question the commitment for the players, the attitude and everything else. And I'm actually I feel a wee bit annoyed for them, because they put so much into the game, and the support for everybody, all the other guys as well, has been great. And but realistically, you know, you can't think that you're always going to get a tough 90 minutes. And but really pleased and a lot of positives, that's for sure.
Also the straight red early in the second half, set back, and then obviously the next match as well, so that affect you?
Well, that's the worst thing about it. It's not just the red card here, it's the consequences after it. There's going to be an automatic 2-game suspension. But sometimes you've got to look at it, and it probably rubs salt in your wound when everybody on the pitch, from the opposition players to the opposition manager, turns around and laughs, it's never a red card. The only person I thought was a red card is the guy who in control and the power, and he gives it. So, but you can argue and debate about it, you know, about what constitutes a foul, what constitutes serious foul play or continual fouling. You know, sometimes all you ask for is a fair crack of the whip, and when you don't see that happening, then obviously you're going to feel a bit disappointed.
Okay, right, Pump, thank you.